Okay, so I'm almost to work, so this will be my last podcast for this morning. Try to hit up another one at lunch to, like I said, make up to all you people who listen to me. You're all great fans. Apple's antitrust lawsuit that Adobe's trying to kind of throw into them and get the government involved. Okay, the only way it works with an antitrust, right, is if they have a monopoly or a virtual monopoly or, you know, a high percentage market share, or they don't let any competitors enter the market. So the idea is Apple won't let you use Adobe to develop games for their iPad or their iPhone, and that Adobe, they won't allow Flash at all, right? Because the games are Flash-based, so it's pretty much you can't use Flash on the iPhone or the iPad in the store, okay? And, you know, some people complained. People were like, oh, that's going to make it hard. Okay, fine. You know, it's Apple's thing if they want to have less games or, you know, applications developed for their software, their hardware, okay? Now, Adobe's trying to get the government to sue them or investigate for antitrust on this, okay? First of all, even their iPhone market, right, smartphone market, isn't even 50%. It's like 35% of the smartphone market in the U.S. or something, okay? Which, you know, that's really good for a first-time smartphone developer to come into a company or to come into a market and dominate it in a few years with that high percentage rate, okay? So that's good for them, okay? So the thing is, though, it's not really antitrust since they don't have a majority share, okay? And the thing is, that'd be like suing Sony for saying you can only develop using their development software for the PS3 or Xbox or the Wii, or having WiiWare say you can only develop, you know, certain games with, you know, using our Wii hardware, which they do. But no one's suing them for antitrust. It's just because Adobe feels like this is going to be a huge hit to their market, having Apple deny them. So the thing is, they're trying to get antitrust case against them because they think Apple is such an important part of their profits. And you kind of think it's funny since, realistically, Apple is not a very large, like a large percentage share company, right? Make good profit, sure. You know, people buy their products, but, you know, PCs, I mean, what? At the most, generously, 18% of the market uses a Mac. I mean, more students are using them, so I mean, that'll eventually pick up. But as of right now, Adobe's antitrust thing isn't going anywhere, and, you know, I'd like to hear some comments about that, or people can email me, or Twitter me. If you don't know my Twitter, it's at the Castro. It's pretty easy, since my Adobe has the same name and everything, and most people know my Twitter account who want to follow me, or you can hit me on Facebook. That's always pretty easy, because everybody who is listening to this already has me on Facebook. So yeah, I'm just saying, it's like, people are just retarded thinking that Adobe's actually going to get anywhere with this antitrust case they're trying to bring against Apple. Sorry. It's really not going to go anywhere, because Apple can decide what software goes on their hardware. Every company gets to do that. Now, if they were like Windows and saying like XP, how it came proprietary and everything, you know, and then other companies are complaining about that. I mean, they got sued, which I really didn't think was that big of a deal personally, because they were like, oh, there's no competition for Netscape. What was that? Wasn't Netscape. What was it? Maybe it was Netscape. It's been so long. I think it was Netscape. Was that the web browser? Yeah, it's just ridiculous that, you know, that they were complaining about that, and they sued them and won. I mean, I buy a Mac, and it comes with Safari. I mean, I have to use that to download Firefox. I don't go and buy Firefox discs. And then, I mean, Netscape costs money, so that's why people really don't want to buy it. I mean, who wants to buy, why would you buy a web browser when the one that came free does the same shit? You know, that's the problem that I have with all these people trying to complain and say that their products are being ousted. But yeah, like I said, Apple lawsuit here against Apple, going nowhere. I mean, it'll just draw out, and some judge is going to be like, this is stupid, because they don't own the majority share of the market. Sorry.